Moncrief on News Talk.
Anyway, it sounds like a spoof, but when the Business Post reporter Killian Words started to dig into it, he found it was actually true. A Middle East consortium are in the process of buying up land in Arklow with the intention of building an international airport there. Killian, good afternoon. So do you know who these people are?
So we don't know who the collection of investors are yet, but we are told by the two people in Ireland who are acting on behalf of the investor that they're in at least Middle East consortium would be a fair way to describe what they are.
Okay, and so is there an Irish face to this?
Yes, there's two Irish people who have a lot of experience in the Irish property development market and also in the managing projects for large institutional funds in Ireland on residential and civil engineering projects. One is Shane Desmond, who has a lot of experience kind of building together land banks for like IDA clients or large businesses looking to do large projects in Ireland. And then Michael Kane, who do a lot of work for apparently this fund in particular. He's been brought in to work on behalf of these investors to get this project going from the construction point of view.
Okay, and so far the stage they're at now is that they've got commitments to buy a certain amount of land.
The best way to describe where they're at now, and it's a very early stage, is that they're at the procurement stage. So what that would mean is pretty much piecing together the land that they can get to build this sort of project. So what I was explained to me by the two men, two Irish consultants kind of fronting the project for the moment, and they said the investor will be revealed in the coming weeks, is that they want to get at least 800 acres of land together for the project. That's what it needs to be essentially viable, that they can build this, which would be roughly a two runway airport. They're aiming to get 1,000 acres together, because then once they know their final land bank they have together, then they can start to piece together what the design of it would look like. The design would obviously be based on how much acres they actually get. So far, what they have after meeting landowners in Arklow, some of the biggest landowners in Arklow, is commitments for 600 acres of land.
Okay, so they're nearly there.
It's not just an idea that wouldn't it be nice to have an airport in Arklow. It is quite far along from the land, piecing the land together sort of phase.
Yeah,
of the project.
Yeah, indeed. Now, is there a particular reason why they've chosen Arklow rather than any other part of Ireland?
Well, some listeners may remember back in the 2010, 2011, there was talk back then of an East Leinster International Airport, and Pascal Taggart, businessman, was partially funding that project. That none of those people involved in that project are involved in the latest project, but there has been history of people looking at whether that space of the country could an airport be built down there. There's one, the main reason that would make it suitable is it is, well, I'm told, it's considered Class G airspace. That means that there's no air traffic controller actually managing that area, and because of that, it has potential for takeoff and landing of aircraft. So that's the main thing they'll need, and that's what that area of the country has. Also, there is an existing train line going down. It is only one train, as I understand, one track of rail, but that is existing infrastructure in place that could be upgraded to bring a rail link to that with potential an airport down there. And it has the benefit of the existing N11, which is, again, what is an existing good road going to what would be an international airport that could be upgraded. So there's a lot of infrastructure building blocks in place already that would maybe need a bit of upgrading if this project got off the ground, but are in place already.
And did you get a sense of if this comes to fruition, who's going to run this airport or how will that work?
Well, that's what could be as a result of this is it would potentially to sell. My understanding is it would potentially to sell the project upon completion to a major airline. I'm not going to name drop any airlines here for fear that they might think that they are being linked to the project. Mm-hmm. But there are major international airlines would potentially buy the airport as a hub for them to be a link between America and East Asia or the Middle East, and Ireland being a good place there. And even I know a lot of Chinese airlines want to come into Ireland at the moment. Not that they are involved in the project. I'm not speculating that, but they are looking to open direct routes to Ireland, and that would be a route from Ireland into the US, and it would be a good bridge between the two countries.
In the way the Dublin Airport is already something of a hub in that respect, people are flying from Europe on their way to the States.
Yeah, it would be, and as Dublin Airport has seen from last December, they would say that they're not big enough to take the capacity of what is required or what the demand is there. But the Dublin Airport would act as that at the moment, and I think the we saw in when they Dublin Airport were putting the application in, there was a bit of a clamour from the Green Party, funnily enough, and Brian Ledden TD down in Limerick, to say maybe Dublin Airport isn't the place to be expanding the country's aviation footprint and should be spread around the country. Of course, he was arguing for Shannon or Limerick to get more investment in aviation terms. But this is what the people fronting this project would think, is that maybe the east, lower or east, southeast part of the country could do an airport of a significant size, and the spin-off investment could be huge.
Yeah. And yeah, potentially how many jobs might that create?
They're saying 18,000 direct jobs could be created as part of the project. Now, that would not be just the airport, because the project overview that was presented to landowners in the Arklow Bay Hotel, not last Wednesday, the Wednesday before that, showed that they were looking to do retail, like a shopping centre is part of it, housing. So I think that 18,500 jobs would be at the wider development of an airport, with maybe some housing and some retail and other facilities around the block.
Yeah. Now, and the investors, Middle Eastern, so we just assume very deep pockets. So are these, if you like, for want of a better phrase, cash buyers, if you like?
That's sort of what I've been led to believe, is that there's not necessarily they're going to now, once they have the land together, go off to the banks or the international bond markets to raise some capital for this, is that the money is there and could be paying upfront for the land, and they wouldn't necessarily be piecing together capital from all over the world to get this project underway. And looking at what we see in some Middle Eastern countries like Saudi Arabia, this sort of project would fit in with how they're approaching large infrastructure projects at the moment, where they're looking to build big landmark, like, pieces of infrastructure or developments that would show that they really are some among the best in the world at developing large projects. And this would fit into that. There's obviously in Saudi Arabia, they're building new cities and the line. Now, whether those actually get completed, but they're much more serious than just a CGI video that they put together. And this project, as on the face of it, based on how far they are in advance of the procurement stage of land, also looks quite serious.
Yeah. Who will they have to get, if they get to the point where they have the 1,000 acres or the 800 acres, who has to give permission for this now to go ahead?
So my understanding would be that it would be a mix of the Irish Aviation Authority and the Wicklow County Council, with dual applications having to go into both of them to make sure that they have approval on both ends. So obviously the Irish Aviation Council would be giving approval for them to act as an airport, operate as an airport, and Wicklow County Council would have to approve the projects from a planning point of view. Now, something of this size, though, we probably haven't seen of this size of a new international airport come into the country in many decades, would potentially be could be classified as a strategic infrastructure development, which means it could be decided upon by Umbor Ponála. Now, I think that would have to come out in the wash with their negotiations with Wicklow County Council in what actual application, what an planning application would need to look like. But there is precedent for Umbor Ponála dealing directly with some projects that will be seen of like national importance like this, that will be maybe beyond the capacity of a planning local authority planning office to deal with, whether that is other people seconded into that planning department to deal with the application, or it wouldn't actually be dealt with them at all. Mm. But going around a council, I would say, would not be what any project fronters would like to do either. That image would not necessarily go down very well.
Did they give any sort of indication of timescale, years, decades, children's hospital?
They didn't, and I think that's what maybe they're learning lessons from other large projects that have put a price tag and timeline on what they're doing. They wouldn't even put a price tag on what they're doing, but would say that like high multi-billion figure, because I think that's exactly, a lot of projects these days are getting wrapped up in cost inflation and delays for different things, and if you have a date down, then that's what people will have their eyes on to say when you missed it.
Yeah, fascinating nonetheless. Killian, thanks a million for telling us about that. That was Killian Woods there, senior business reporter with the Business Post. Eamon Ryan will not be happy, says one texter. Somebody else says, new airport, brilliant idea. I've been wondering for a while why the likes of Emirates don't use Ireland as a gateway to the US, European base, particularly since Brexit. So Rita from Wexford says, what about Waterford Airport? Never hear about it. There is an existing airport. Yes, that's true. There are kind of small airports you don't hear about perhaps as much as you should. Investment into Knock or Donegal Airport would be much more beneficial. The Northwest are totally forgotten about. 3 hours to travel to the nearest airport. It's ridiculous. Well, that's a fair point, but these are just, you know, rich people taking a punt. So, you know, you can't really make them do the responsible thing. Arklow Airport has a nice ring to it, but it sounds mad. Might see it before the Metro and the Children's Hospital, says Pat. Yeah, I know. I was forced to say, wouldn't that be funny? But, you know, none of us think it is funny. Waterford Airport, only down the road, and it's funding to extend its runway. So why ruin Arklow? Someone says, how dare they do something that isn't in Dublin? I know, the cheek of them.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.